Brian, I am having such a wonderful time watching this live stream, and I encourage people, really, this is an important time for our church, and check up often. And I would never say to keep background noise as you're going about your day, but this is one of those occasions that you're going to want to constantly check back. The Cardinals have now completed the oath of secrecy, and now all of the extra personnel are coming out of the Sistine Chapel. It looks like they're about to seal the doors as the conclave then begins. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today because we have been keeping up. She has a special link on our webpage that kind of helps us get through the death of Pope Francis and also some of the information as we get into the conclave and voting process. Sarah's joining us today also to let us know about this week's Parish of the Week. Good morning, Sarah. What an exciting time for our church.
Good morning. I know it's amazing that this is happening right now. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm just kind of watching and waiting. And, you know, it's like it could be today. It could be in a few days. We don't know. So it's very exciting.
I am curious to, maybe think about how many days it will take. I am thinking most assuredly it won't be today. There's only going to be one vote today. That would be incredibly unusual, but you know, the work of the Holy Spirit is unusual. I never tried to understand that, but maybe as we get through Thursday, maybe Friday, or even into Saturday, hopefully we will be seeing that white smoke. Well, some of the things that you're going to be seeing is some updates from Mater Dei Radio, including this week on our social media platforms and some of the things we're offering. A Parish of the Week, another great parish to highlight. Sarah, who is Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week?
Well, this week we are going to be highlighting Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Southeast Portland. We're really excited to feature this wonderful community. It's a small parish, about 250 households, but very involved, multi-generational. Many families have been there for five generations since it was established in 1893. They really have a focus on welcoming everyone into the heart of Jesus through community building events, through their liturgies, their sacraments, their education programs, through their social justice outreach. A lot of wonderful activities. I know they have their First Communion Mass coming up this Sunday. One of their big events throughout the year is a strawberry shortcake weekend. And that's going to be the weekend of June 28th and 29th, and that's going to be in their fellowship hall. And so that's one of the things that I believe their hospitality group is involved in, really just to helping make everybody feel welcome and feel part of the parish. And so just a really wonderful outreach that they have through that hospitality committee, which also puts on things like the parish Thanksgiving dinner, funeral and wedding luncheons, and then a lot of other help with a lot of other private events. They have a beautiful hall there, a fellowship hall that they actually do rent out to the community. And I've been to events there and it's just beautiful. So I know that the parishioners though are very involved in keeping that going. I also know that they have on Fridays at 6 p.m. they have a Catholic and Recovery group there. And so we've often highlighted, you know, the wonderful things that Catholic and Recovery does. And this is a local meeting that people can get involved in. Other ways that they really are great about community is coffee and donuts after Sunday Mass. They do the wine and cheese on first Saturdays after the vigil Mass. They have a wonderful pastoral care ministry. And that's really to reach out to parishioners that can't come in person anymore. So whether it's bringing them communion or just visiting, praying with them, just letting them know that they're still part of a community. I think that's really beautiful. They do an anointing of the sick after Mass each Thursday, their weekday Mass. And then they have special anointing of the sick masses during Advent and Lent. A lot of other wonderful activities that they do. They actually, one of the things I really was interested to see is they've been supporting a mission in Kentucky since the 1990s. And so a lot of that is through a bottle and can collection. They also have a bake sale during Advent. A lot of other great things. It's hard to list them all, but you'll be able to find more about that on our website and social media. throughout the week. And we're just really excited to highlight this wonderful community at Sacred Heart in Southeast Portland.
Well, congratulations to them. And I look forward to looking at our social media platforms, Sarah, because I know through the week you'll be posting some information and even some pictures about this Parish of the Week. Sarah Kenzie joining us this morning with the announcement and an update on some of the things you're going to find on our webpage. Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager. Sarah, you are musically talented. Most definitely, I'm thankful for, you know, when you lead us, and sometimes occasions we sing a happy birthday tune or sometimes in mass, you have a talent. Another Sarah who has a great talent is Sarah Kroger, and that's one of the highlighted interviews. Do you follow her music?
Oh, yes. Brenda, I think part of the reason we play her so much on the Morning Blend is I've pushed some of her music towards you guys over the years. Actually, she is one of my favorite artists, and so I was very excited when I saw that Brian did this wonderful interview with Sarah Kroger. And so many of you, like I said, you probably heard her here on the Morning Blend, but she is just an incredible Catholic artist. And I really encourage you to go listen to this interview because you really get a sense of the deep prayer that is behind her music and that it is really her way of expressing, you know, her relationship with God and inviting people into that. And Brian, I just loved this conversation that you had with her, especially about her new album. I know it came out, I think it was last year, but she's also in the meantime done a deluxe album and then an acoustic version. So it was fun to hear her talk about that whole process of putting that album together, which was many years. But that album actually is when I got my Spotify Wrapped this last December, it was in the top. I think my top song was from that album. So I am a huge fan. So this is maybe a personal pick for me. But I also really think that it's helpful for all of us to just kind of hear what is some of the method and the thought and the prayer that goes into this music, and to hear more about the artists that we are playing here in the Morning Blend. I think that's really important for all of us to know that. And so, Brian, you just did a great job with this interview. Asked some really insightful questions. So I really encourage people to go listen to it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was just, you know, when you meet somebody famous like that, and I think she is. I mean, she's been so successful for almost 15 years now. She's just so incredibly humble. She's just out doing the Lord's work, and she was just a beautiful person. So yeah. I was really lucky to be able to track her down in her busy schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, I met her once. She was leading a musician's retreat. It was my first job out of college. Sent me to a musician's retreat, and she was so humble. She was leading it, but when I got there, she was hanging out on a couch and just kind of chatting with people, and I had no idea she was the leader until it started, and I was blown away, though. And so she's an incredible person, and I'm really glad that you got to talk with her.
Sarah Kenzie joining us today. Sarah, with just a few, but just a minute left, another one of the highlights too is there is a, we turn the page to the month of May, a new icon on our Mater Dei Radio calendar gift from last year, and a new commentary on this icon. Tell us.
Yeah, so this month, we're featuring the icon of Our Lady of Vladimir, and it's a really interesting icon. Christine Schlosser from the Iconography Institute came in, gave a really awesome lesson on this, and the calendar actually is very zoomed in, but on the app you can see the whole image, which is really fascinating and a perfect thing to learn about during the month of May, which is dedicated to Our Lady. So go check that out on the Hail Mary Media app.
Fantastic. All great information, Sarah, and it's always a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.